Hello.
This is Charlie. You're listening to Xander the Skill and Catch Vibe at 91.5 FM, WFO Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for joining me for another show. The first song we're going to be playing is off a CD today, and the CD player hopefully is working. Is working. I have to keep playing this instrumental for a minute while we see if the CD player is... if I can get the right song on the CD, because I just got in the chair. We're not fully set up yet, so enjoy the rest of the Twin Peaks theme song. Thank you. So the first album we're going to listen to today is going to be On the Beach by Neil Young. And then we have a guest on. We've got Joe on to talk about his latest musical obsession, Habibi Funk.
Rolling down the track again. the sirens on the shore, singing songs for pence with tailors who charge $10 at the door. You can really learn a lot that way. Change you in the middle of the day. Though your confidence may be shattered, it doesn't matter. All the great explorers are now in Granite Lake. Great unveiling at the big parade. You can really learn a lot that way. It will change you in the middle of the day. Though your confidence may be shattered, it doesn't matter.
Twenty.
Hello. Thanks for listening. This is WMFO. You're listening to us listen to On the Beach by Neil Young. Mia is
Hi.
Here now.
Hi. Hello.
And Joe will be here shortly to discuss Habibi Funk.
That's true. But in the meantime, I have a message for you guys who are texting while driving. This is a message for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. No, wait, no. If it's a texting while driving PSA, shouldn't it be to those people who are driving? This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if things get a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought... Oh, that was loud.
Sorry.
A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org. So, yes, it does go to those who are driving. Stop texting and driving. And if you're a passenger... Yeah, tell them to stop. Because you could die. And we don't want that.
This is now the second half of On the Beach. I get, that kind of brought the mood down.
What you know, did?
Thinking about dying.
Well, what if you didn't die? That would be a lot better.
Yeah,
bringing the mood back up and don't text and drive.
Thank you. listening to the radio interview, but I ended up alone at the microphone. I went to the radio interview, but I ended up alone at the microphone.
Pictures on my TV screen, a home away from home, and I'm living in between. But I hear some people have got their dreams. I got mine. I hear the mountains are doing fine. Morning glory is on the vine, and the dew is falling. The ducks are calling. Yes, I've got mine. While all those people, they think they've got it made, but I wouldn't buy, sell, borrow or trade anything I have to be like one of them. I'd rather start all over again. All those headlines, they just bore me now. I'm deep inside myself, but I'll get out somehow, and I'll stand before you, and I'll bring a smile.
Scream at, and I'm such a heel.
making her feel so bad. I guess I'll call it sickness gone. It's hard to say the meaning of this song. An ambulance can only go so fast. It's easy to get buried in the past. When you try to make a good thing last. Today in the entertainment section, there's room at the top for private detection to mom and dad. This just doesn't matter, but it's either that or pay off the kidnapper. So all you critics sit alone. You're no better than me for what you've shown. With your stomach pump and your hook and ladder dreams, we could get together for some scene. And jive alive, and out on the corner, it's 5:30, but the subways are empty, and so are the cafes, except for the farmer's market, and I still can hear him say, you're all just pissing. Know it, but you are. And there ain't nothing like a friend who can tell you you're just pissing in the wind. knew a man could tell so many lies. He had a different story for every set of eyes. How can he remember who he's talking to? 'Cause I know it ain't me, and I hope it isn't you.
That was Neil Young's On the Beach, an album that I like very much.
It's a good one. Somebody else is here now.
Yeah, Joe's here.
Sorry, I'm fixing the mic.
Do either of you two have any thoughts on Neil Young?
It was really nice.
Good album.
Yeah. Don't think I've ever listened
Bad
to it.
Bad album?
No, I don't have any thoughts.
You don't have any thoughts?
On Neil Young.
Okay, I was going to say in general.
No, you know I have.
Because we've been talking about what have we been talking about?
Well, just like discussing like influential
internet meme
trends of the past year
of
recent
so.
Memory.
Joe is and me are just pretty much listing memes that they remember. We're gonna move on in the second hour of the show. We're going to talk about Habibi Funk, but first we're going to listen to one song just so we can reset everything.
Mm-hmm. What is the song?
Hello. So that was the song that we were gonna listen to.
I liked it. I think it was a good like palate cleanser.
We didn't even listen to the silly version. Joe, you remember the silly version of that song?
What is the silly version?
Do I?
I'm pulling it up.
Okay.
We were just talking about diseases.
Listen to what was that one called? Jazz by the Scorpions. Do you want to do any sort of intro to this album, Joe? To who are the Scorpions and where they're from?
This is, I believe, the only like recorded saved album from the Scorpions, who are a Sudanese jazz band. 70s? I don't know the date. Something like that. I have no idea. I do not remember
something
how
like
I
that.
Found this.
All of those things you said seem to be backed up by their Spotify bio.
That's like the only information that exists.
Oh my gosh, I found
So this is put out by a label called Habibi Funk?
Yeah.
And do we know anything about them?
Oh, it's a label. Okay.
I know that they kind of, it's not just centered in one country, but across the Middle East and North Africa, like, helping artists.
Yeah, it's a reissue record label, so similar to something like a Numero group. So they're not, like, actually releasing stuff. They're just finding stuff in crates and, like, reprinting it.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's based in Berlin. And it's just Arabic reissue records.
Okay.
It's by a guy. It's either Janis or Janis Sturz.
Janis.
I don't know how that would be pronounced in German. It's Janis.
Janis.
Janis, I think.
That sounds accurate.
Maybe we are tainted by the greatness of the Greek freak.
Janis. You know that that's J A. So like.
Yeah.
And just. Yeah, I'd rock with that. This album's sick. I mess with it.
I wish there was basketball.
Like right now?
Yeah, I'm like, thinking about Giannis.
I'm thinking about baseball.
True, we're going to a baseball game tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're going to see the Red Sox. They won tonight. They lost last night at the last game I went to.
And the night and the game before, the makeup
tomorrow.
Game.
I hope they won't lose tomorrow, but we're going to go see One Piece cosplay at the Red Sox game.
You guys should dress up.
I'm gonna wear my Goku shirt. I don't think I have any One Piece clothes.
You guys should dress up.
In what?
If you guys have
can
more time,
a,
I'd make you. I'd
you
make you.
One
I'd
Piece
make you costumes if you guys did it
for us real quick before we listen to.
That was Gecko Moria from
Thriller Park.
That was Caesar Clown from Punk Hazard.
Another one.
That was. I don't remember if that's Dory or Broggy, but this is one of them. One of them giants, bro.
True, you got right. Giants on the mind.
Run the track!
Alright, run the. I will run the track.